Long-distance runner Med Keflezighi made his first Olympic team in 2000 at Sydney, finishing 12th that summer in the 10,000 meters. He won silver in Athens in 2004, and in 2012, Meb became the oldest U.S. Marathon Trials champion. At age 36, he finished fourth at the Summer Games in London. Hello, everyone. This is Greg Stewart. Welcome to Sports and Commentary. This is a show you helped to sponsor with your generous tax-deductible contributions to Western Wisconsin's Inspirational Broadcaster Incorporated. And you can catch us anytime online for all the info you need to give and support the show remotely at WWIB.com. Retired since 2017, Meb Keflezighi is the only runner to win an Olympic medal, the Boston Marathon, and the New York City Marathon. The 44-year-old husband and father of three daughters is back with me on the show from his home out in California. So, Meb, you were one of the best in the world when you were running competitively, and I suppose expected to win every race you entered. So what was it like living under those expectations?
I mean, the pressure that goes into that is amazing, and some of it is the internal pressure, because as an athlete, as a God-given talent that I had, I want to make sure I do things right the right way and give my best that I can through the fortunate grace of God, and to be able to be the best athlete that I can, but a well-rounded person. So that goes without saying that, you know, hard work does pay off, but it's not in our time, but in God's time. And for me, growing up, I just wanted to be the best in the league, or I want to qualify for state. And then when I did that, I want to go to a good school. Where I went to UCLA, and my first year qualified for the NCAAs, and then after that, you want to win NCAA. So the level of the goal that you set for monthly or weekly or yearly is you gotta be realistic, not just overshoot the stars. And but eventually, as you become a professional, then the pressure is even greater, because shoe reductions or shoe sponsors or other supporters or sponsors expect the best more of you. And some of them, if you work too hard and you don't get to the starting line and you don't make an Olympic team, you get reduced from your base contract. So it's not all the glory that pan out to be, but you do it because for the love of the sport, for the God-given talent that you have. And at one point in my life, I was Nike for 12 years, Nike athlete, and I didn't have a contract for 7-8 months, and that was difficult as I became a father and my family was growing and things like that. But the pressure is definitely there, but at the same time, you got to do what you can control. You can't control everything, but if you can just, you know, start with a prayer, and every time you travel, every time you start in a race, or, you know, when you train and think about, you know, well, what's your sense of purpose, and things usually fall in places, but the pressure is there. But sometimes I look at, like, for example, in 2004, after I won the silver medal, 70 days later, I was doing the New York City Marathon, and I'm glad I didn't see the broadcast until afterward, because the pressure was on me. Everybody that was talking about, am I going to be able to pull this victory that hasn't been done for so many years in the United States? But, you know, I was second. I finished second, but I believe in myself. I can keep training and do the right things. I will win it one day. And when it comes all together, like I did in 2009, it was a blessing.
Yeah. Your latest book is called 26 Marathons. I like the subtitle, What I've Learned About Faith, Identity, and Running. So, Meb, what have you learned about faith, you know, a genuine personal faith in God?
You know, what I have learned from the God is that you have this talent, and make sure you utilize it to the best that you can. And there's, you know, I have another book, it's called Run to Overcome, and there's definitely going to be a trial and tribulation that's going to happen. But do you have the faith to maintain through that? You know, in 2008, almost, you know, now 12 years ago, I only retired 2 years ago, but 12 years ago, I was contemplating a retirement after my pelvic stress fracture, and I thought that was done. But I remember my wife and I prayed after I didn't make the 2008 Olympic trials, and a good friend of mine, Ryan Shea, had passed away from cardiac arrest during that race, and I said, you know what, life is greater than just athletics. So, through the mercy of God, I said, if you want me to be over with that, I won a silver medal in 2004, I am completely okay with it. If you want me to finish when I have the American record in the 10K, I'm okay with it. But I know down deep from communicating with Trofei that there's more than the tank, you know, and I, somehow, some way, that dialogue that I had with God allowed me to keep going, because I know what that race was not my best, but I know in training and the dialogue that I had with him and many of the thousands of miles that I run, I know there's something special is going to happen, and I'm glad I you know, had that dialogue that kept me going, because most people would have stopped and my career would have been over 12 years ago versus just 2 years ago, and some of my best times have come after that. You know, you don't take things for granted, but you have to have faith, and the faith is important during the good and the bad times. So, and you know, those, you know, surround yourself with good people and lean on the Bible.
Mm-hmm. And when you run, especially when you were running competitively, could you feel the presence of God every step of the way?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, for me, I mean, I love going to church when I can, but sometimes when I'm running, I mean, I pray, I do the cross before winning the Boston. You know, people see me do the cross when I finish race or when I'm winning the race or finishing third or whatnot, but I have full presence when I'm training. You know, it might be me, myself, and I in that training, no cars, no bikes in the solitude of Mammoth Lakes in California, but the dialogue that I have or the creation that God has created there is very evident, and for me, that's what kept me going for a long time.
One of the greatest long-distance runners of all time, Meb Keflezighi, joining me here, 44 years of age, from his home out in California. Meb, thanks for taking all this time, coming back here on Sports and Commentary today. I appreciate it. Great to reconnect with you. God bless.
Thank you. God bless you, too.